Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Welcome in here the last Saturday of October to another edition of Let's Get Local. Really excited to be here with you on Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, right out of Madison, but reaching everywhere we possibly can between those two, and also streamed on DevilRadio927.com. And maybe you're checking the Facebook Live video, too. I know my parents always catch it that way. So you have opportunities, so many opportunities to connect with the station, with the programs here. And this show in particular, really, really our focus is bringing you connections to local organizations and local businesses that do amazing things to bring value to our community. And we're starting off today with Lori Lee, who's involved in not just one, not just two, but a number of them right here locally. And we're going to learn more about different things that Lori is involved in and so focused on helping out people on the north side. Lori Lee, how are you this morning?
I'm real good, Jason. How about you?
Hey, doing great. I'm glad to get a chance to catch up with you. I know you're very busy. When you said you had a free Saturday or a free minute of time, I was like, let's do it. Because there's so much going on and so much that you're helping with. First off, I know you're heavily involved in the Northside Planning Council and have been for such a long time. Tell us more about that group and that organization.
The Northside Planning Council is in its 28th year of existence, and we were developed back during Soglin's first term as a way to help the north side of Madison deal with a lot of different community issues. So at the very, very beginning, they started by raising money to build the Warner Park Community Recreation Center, and they were successful at that. And so the organization has just grown and grown. And so now we're up to like $1 million budget, which is just totally blows my mind. And so we're really about improving the quality of life on the north side, working on economic development and just making life better for all of the residents that live there.
You know, having a facility like that and a resource like the Warner Park Community Recreation Center on the north side, it really is a special place. Like, talk a little bit about what that's done for the north side of Madison over the years.
Wow. They've got this senior coalition is located in there, and MSCR does their programming there. But it gives us a nice large facility to be able to hold, our events and any community event. There are like three smaller rooms to make one big room. It has a kitchen. So it just really gives us an opportunity to come together and meet together as a community in a very nice space.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful building facility. Great space on the north side. I absolutely love it. Lori, I know the Northside Planning Council is a small but mighty staff. Right. So tell people a little bit about some of the other things that you've kind of helped develop and work on to bring and advance some of those ideals on the north side that you talked about.
Well, we have a number of things. We have the feed kitchens that we own and operate. So we're very heavily involved in food systems, heavily involved in the future public market that we hope will come someday soon. And another part of our food system is we have the Feed Bakery training program. We unfortunately haven't been able to meet during COVID, but we offer classes to those who are unemployed and underemployed and teach them kitchen skills and baking skills so that they can get a good job and advance in their career. All of our bakers that are in our feed bakery have gone through our program, and they are just cranking out good bakery left and right that goes into our local grocery stores or can be special ordered. We have healthy food for all. They recover a lot of different food from sometimes it's from farmers in the field. Sometimes it's from places like Epic or American Family, where there's leftover food at the end of an event, and so they pick it up and repackage it and get it out to food pantries. So the whole key is, working with them. Another thing that we do is the Northside News. We publish a bi-monthly newspaper. It's really a rare opportunity to be able to just print the local news that is of interest just to the Northside of Madison. So we do everything we can to highlight the organizations, the businesses, the people that live there and work there. Our small community of the Northside, people think, is that like another part of Madison we never knew about? And it's actually, just from like Highway M over to the airport, out to Cherokee Marsh, and then down to Johnson and First Street. So that little section has about 22,000 people, and we work hard to meet their needs. We also have the Northside Economic Development Coalition, so we're always working on business development and land use and things like that. I think that's might be just about everything. I'm sure I must have missed something.
It's a pretty good list, Lori. You know, it's impressive. One thing, though, going back to the Northside News really quick, is that's so unique, I think, now, too. I mean, just think about how there used to be so many community newspapers and all those things and neighborhood newspapers, and a lot of that has gone away. But to have a resource like that on the Northside, I think it's pretty unique and very cool. I love it. And in hearing those local stories, it brings community together, really connects you and makes you feel a part of that area of Madison.
People do feel very, very connected on the Northside, and they feel very informed. So we try to hit, all the important topics and put in a little human interest. And, plus it's a really great tool for promoting our business community.
We're talking with Lori Lee of the Northside Planning Council, also in the Northside News. She also owns her own business, Communication Concepts, which we'll touch on in a second. Lori, before we go to that, I did want to highlight your North Star Awards. Now, you recently did that again here in 2021, the 17th annual. Tell us a little bit about the background on that and why it's so important.
Wow, there's so many people that make up a community. So we're like trying to let people know what's going on behind the scenes. Who are the people that are really out there, contributing their time, their effort to a nonprofit of their choice? So we don't always hear about those things. They're not the headline people. They're the people in the background. We call them our unsung heroes. So we take nominations from the entire community, so that people can get recognized, and then we choose about 8 or 10 of them to get recognized each year, and then we hold an awards ceremony. This year we had to do a virtual one, but it was special nonetheless, and you can probably find that on the Northside Planning Council Facebook page. And so it's just really a great opportunity to hear from those who are doing so much.
I think if you go and watch that video too, you find out how much it means to the people who were recognized. Like, you can tell those are people that were invested in the Northside, have committed so much of their life and energy and passion to it, and are just, people to look up to, I think, and hopefully inspire others, because that's what it was for me. It was very inspiring stuff to hear. I love it. Okay, Lori, let's talk about your business too. So we're talking with Lori Lee. We told you at Northside Planning Council, Northside News. She also helps with Dane by Local and the other activities we just mentioned. But Lori, you also have a business called Communication Concepts. Tell us a little more about that.
I'm in my 30th year of owning and operating Communication Concepts. I'm a marketing communication business, primarily in business development. So the things that I am most known for is working with the Northside Planning Council, and I work with a lot of small businesses on the Northside. I'm involved in many economic development sorts of initiatives. I work a lot with Dane by Local. So everything that I do pretty much is focused around helping small businesses with their business development. Sometimes I'm mentoring different multicultural businesses. So it's just really a great opportunity to help where needed and as much as needed.
What about those businesses on the north side, Lori? I was just touring around the other day and stopped at Boomerang, the Oriental Market. We had stopped at Kingdom Restaurant, Beef Butter Barbecue, and Beer Rock. Those are all places I checked in at just recently. But there's so many great local businesses now on the north side. It's really a treasure up there.
There's probably about 100 different businesses, but we're always open for business and looking for more. So if you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a small business, the north side is an extremely affordable place to, find that opportunity and do it. It's an extremely supportive business community. Nobody should feel like they're in business alone when they do business on the north side.
I love that too. The collaboration is there. And in addition to that, the Northside Planning Council, such a great resource to assist local businesses too, Lori, like you said. Impressive work on the north side from Lori Lee and so many others. I don't know if you want to give a quick shout out to the Northside Planning Council staff, but I know, some really great work done by people in the NPC.
Wow. Big shout out to Marty Michelson, who is serving as our interim executive director, and for Chris Brockle, who is our food systems director, in charge of feed kitchens and healthy food for all. It's just a great team to work with, and they do so much to make the North Side a better place to work, live, and play.
That's Lori Lee of the North Side Planning Council, also editor of the North Side News, and she works with Dane by Local and Communication Concepts. Lori, thanks for your time this morning and telling us all about things on the North Side.
Thanks, Jason.
We will be back here in a minute for more Let's Get Local. We'll catch up with Megan of DBL. Catch you on the other side.